The flyers that appeared recently in a parking lot at UMass Amherst and on bulletin boards at Holyoke Community College showed black and white photos of European statues, like Michelangelo's David, with slogans like "Let's become great again" and "Protect your heritage." It's the white nationalist group behind the flyers that has the schools concerned. They call themselves Identity Europa. They require members to be of European, non-Semitic heritage. They take extreme views on immigration, and they promote pseudo-scientific theories about differences between races.
Many of these groups are feeling emboldened by the current political climate, and they are using the environment as a way to attempt to recruit college students.
Robert Treston is the regional director of the Anti-Defamation League. The organization recently issued a report showing white nationalist groups have scaled up their recruiting efforts at colleges and universities. Racist, anti-Semitic, and anti-Muslim flyers have been found on more than 100 campuses across the country since last fall.
It's important for leadership on campuses to make it very, very clear that their campuses do not represent these views, and these kind of views are not welcome on their campus.
But how schools choose to respond can raise concerns too, says Azhar Majid, with FIRE, the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education, a free speech watchdog group.
What I hope not to see on college campuses is for universities to respond by saying that certain types of speech, even though they're protected by the First Amendment, will be subject to censorship or punishment.
Finding a balance between rejecting discrimination while allowing for free speech is exactly what Holyoke Community College faced when flyers appeared on its campus this month. Janina Vargas Arriaga is the college's vice president for student affairs.
Some students are very concerned about how safe this campus is for them, especially students who belong to underrepresented groups that are being targeted by these organizations. And other students are concerned about whether or not we're going to take an approach where we are going to be silencing certain ideas.
Ultimately, Holyoke Community College decided to address the incident with a school-wide email from the college president, which outlined a commitment to diversity and respectful exchange of ideas. Vargas Arriaga says HCC is also planning to host events on campus to reiterate those messages. And colleges around the country facing these situations have had a range of reactions. When white supremacist flyers were left outside the offices of African American faculty at Indiana University, the school notified the FBI. The president of UT Austin hosted a town hall meeting in response to anti-Muslim flyers that appeared at that school. At UMass Amherst, the Student Affairs Office reached out privately to multicultural groups on campus. UMass spokesman Ed Blagojevski says university leadership considered the group that left the flyers probably wanted to get attention and create controversy.
So there is a balancing act. You want to denounce absolutely the message, but you don't want to create so much public notice that you're advancing that agenda.
At both UMass and Holyoke Community College, most of the flyers were left in places where flyers aren't allowed to be posted regardless of content, so they were quickly removed. Neither school knows who posted them either. And Vargas Arriaga says there's a big difference between that kind of messaging and students backing up their own ideas and presenting them respectfully.
Anonymous speech has no standing in our community. But when you stand behind your thoughts and your ideas, then we will sit down and engage.
Exchanging ideas, she says, is what college is all about. For New England Public Radio, I'm Catherine Davis Young.